Former State Senator Nathaniel Oakes was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison yesterday. Earlier this year, the longtime Baltimore lawmaker pleaded guilty to federal corruption charges and resigned from his seat in the General Assembly. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
After prison, Oakes will be on supervised release for 3 years. He also has to pay a $30,000 fine and perform 80 hours of community service. Family and friends packed the courtroom Tuesday to hear the sentence. Several wrote letters and spoke in court asking for leniency. Among them, former state delegate Clarence Davis, who represented East Baltimore from 1983 until 2007, said prison would be a death sentence for the 71-year-old Oakes, given his health. He repeated his concerns afterward with reporters.
I mean, he looks really bad. I mean, not only in his face, his weight, all of that. And I am very much concerned about whether he can endure 42 months.
He also highlighted Oakes' record of work in the community.
We need people like Oakes out here working with our community because other people don't have the courage to get out and do what he will do in the community.
Oakes was caught accepting more than $15,000 in bribes in an FBI sting operation. However, U.S. District Judge Richard Bennett emphasized that Oakes' more serious crime was obstruction of justice. According to the court filings, Oakes initially agreed to cooperate with the FBI in another investigation, but then he tipped off the target, derailing the investigation. Bennett said he could not think of another case in which someone initially agreed to cooperate before reversing course. He said the FBI was trying to do the right thing, and Oakes' actions were dumbfounding. He said he hopes Oakes' sentence sends the message to other politicians that corruption won't be tolerated. Oakes apologized to his family, friends, and supporters in court. He declined to speak with reporters afterward. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.